The Tyco trial is nearing an end. Defense attorneys for two top executives of Tyco asked jurors yesterday to put aside stories of $2 million birthday parties and $6,000 shower curtains. Instead, the defense argued that Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Swartz were successful businessmen who could afford such luxuries because they were riding a stock market boom. The Tyco executives are charged with 32 counts of grand larceny, falsifying business records, and securities fraud, and could face up to 30 years in prison. Nancy Solomon reports from New York.
It sounds like a tale of two different realities. Prosecutors say Tyco's chief executive officer, Dennis Kozlowski, and its chief financial officer, Mark Swartz, helped themselves to millions of dollars in unauthorized bonuses, used a company loan program like a personal checking account, and bribed stock analysts to pump up the price of the company's shares. They allege the pair stole $170 million and cashed in on another $430 million by manipulating the company's stock price. But in the defense's version, the men were rewarded handsomely for Tyco's huge success by the board of directors, a board now revising history to avoid lawsuits from investors who lost millions when the stock price fell. David Gurevich is a former prosecutor for the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The board of directors was clearly a bunch of lapdogs. Had Kozlowski and Schwartz gone to the board and said, look, we want you to approve everything, there's no question that this group of people would have in fact done it. There just doesn't seem to be any real evidence of intent to conceal something, which is what you typically think of as the touchstone of a fraud case.
The board often met in what they called huddles, because if they called it a board meeting, they would have to travel to Bermuda, where Tyco is legally incorporated. Minutes were rarely kept, so it has come down to the word of board members against the executives. In the past 5 months, jurors have heard how the personal finances of the two men became intertwined with corporate assets, no matter whether it was a luxury apartment, a restaurant, or paintings by Renoir and Monet. Yesterday, Kozlowski's attorney, Stephen Kaufman, reminded the jury that the case is not about corporate governance or lavish lifestyles. Despite the lack of written board approval, the defense says everything spent was on the books and there was no attempt to hide anything. But Paul Brown, an accounting professor at New York University, says the executives violated a fundamental tenet of corporate governance,
which is you do not commingle personal affairs with corporate affairs. So possibly you could convince yourself that it was documented, it was okay, if you ever thought about the basics of corporate accountability and accountability to shareholders versus your personal wealth. I think it's foolish to think you could hide behind documentation.
The defense is expected to finish its closing arguments this morning, to be followed by a full day of summation from the prosecution. The jury will begin deliberations later this week. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in New York.